All right. Thanks for sticking with us. This is the audio analysis of CertSecurity.com's 2012 Mobile Security Survey report. We're going to talk now about any app, anytime, and mobile app downloads. Really, the key takeaway here is that we found 52% of respondents said users can download apps freely from app stores. And I know, Rob, there are a couple other data points that you found interesting as well that were related to this.
Right. And let's start with that 52% figure. I think that figure's a little low. I would think that organizations don't have the control in place at this point to enforce any policy that says you can or cannot download something on your device.
Yeah, not every MDM has the ability to control that, frankly.
Right. Some of the other figures that play into this, whether or not an organization requires a backup, and a vast majority do not. 89% of companies have no backup requirement for personal devices. And there could be a very good reason for that as well. First off, we know that a lot of the information on these devices involves email and calendar items, maybe some contacts as well that are already backed up on internal systems. The other thing that's going on with that is that there could be legal ramifications to that. If it's a personal device, the individual employee might be subpoenaed. Why would you want that on your corporate system? Why would you want any involvement with that? Law enforcement may be investigating that individual. You would open yourself up if you began backing up somebody's personal item.
Yeah, those are all interesting points, and it makes the backup question, I think, a lot more complex than I initially thought it might be. You and I don't necessarily think of backup all the time as, you know, closely related to security. It's kind of more of a, you know, business continuity type issue. But I think the key takeaway is those questions need to be asked alongside the security, the device policy part.
Right. And another figure that I didn't mention was that 56% of companies have no backup requirement for company-issued devices. That's a high figure, I think.
That was surprising, too.
And I think that plays into what I mentioned, which is that much of the information on these devices are email, contacts, and calendar items, which are already backed up.
Going back to that initial data point I mentioned there, and flipping it around, 48%, you would infer, cannot download apps, or at least cannot download apps freely to their mobile devices. But, you know, still more than half can download personal apps to some degree onto a device that's used for business purposes. You know, I would venture to guess if we asked the same question 1 to 2 years ago, there's probably been a pretty dramatic uptake. It was probably much less than 50-50 at that time. That said, though, for that many organizations to not govern what apps are on mobile devices that have access to business data, that's kind of a serious, you know, security process flaw, I think, that and probably one of the big reasons why organizations are moving toward MDM and other security policy controls to govern, you know, BYOD, which is it's just a wide open attack vector for anyone who wants to get into an enterprise network. Granted, it's an obscure attack method today, but for knowledgeable attackers and who are looking for new pathways for targeted attacks, it's cause for concern.
Yeah, well, data leakage is a real problem. It's a real concern. And if you've got an application that's asking for too many permissions and an employee grants it that kind of permission to look at their contacts, to look at other areas on the device, we have seen the news stories of applications overstepping their bounds and information leakage as a result.
We'll wrap up with our next segment talking about the top mobile security technologies enterprises are investing in, and offer a few final thoughts.